from the PDR workshop. I just wanted to give you guys a little insight to the conversation me and Chris had from Dentless Touch about one of his latest articles called Time Matters. We go over his triangle model about how time affects the PDR repair process due to three key elements: leverage, line of sight, and accessibility. You can find this article on Chris's website at dentlesstouch.com in the blog section. Enjoy.
3, 2, 1, let's go. Time matters, Dave. What do you think that title being Time Matters? I think what I was going for was kind of what affects the PDR repair. Just what can add time, subtract time to the actual overall repair. So what do you think, Dave?
You're putting me on the spot here, Chris. So you're saying that what affects an entire repair?
Yes.
Time-wise.
Yes. And the reason why I developed this was so that the guys understand where to put their energy into as far as streamlining their repairs. A lot of guys just go into it and they just, oh, if I get the right tool, I'm good. But why is the right tool speeding you up? And so I put together that article, Time Matters, which the three things that I think matter is leverage, accessibility, and then line of sight. Is there a fourth one that you want to add to it, or what do you think?
I'm not saying that there's a fourth one. I guess just the way when I'm reading your article here, as I'm just looking at it, the way you have it set up, I would go from accessibility first.
Okay.
To my line of sight, and then to my leverage.
Okay.
So I do think that these are three things that, you know, ultimately kind of dictate how the repair will go. It's just the order that you have, and kind of just messed me up real quick, because what I do first is find accessible. I need to, how am I going to even try to put something behind that piece of metal? How am I going to even, where is this tool that I have going to even go? Is the tool that I have in my hand the proper tool to go into that space? Mm-hmm. You know, it may or may not be. So I'm thinking of all those ways as I'm looking at a dent, say on a door, and it's right in the middle. Mm-hmm. I know my point of access is most likely one place, mm-hmm. the window, right? That's going to be my first point of entry.
And so I blend them both. So I look at the accessibility and leverage pretty much as one, just to speed it up, even though they're two different things. I kind of speed it up. So where the accessibility is, do I have perfect leverage? Once I decide that, boom, how can I get perfect leverage? Because I know I can take that whole door apart and have that accessibility, unless it's kind of close to an edge or something like that.
Got it.
So my thing is accessibility really doesn't matter as much until you start getting to some complicated stuff. But really it's leverage, because that's going to determine really my line of sight, I think, has more of a play, because how I leverage and where I leverage off of is going to determine where my body position is, or where the door is at, or do I need to take it off so that I can actually see. What do you think about that, Dave?
That does make sense. They do go hand in hand. I'm coming from a mobile standpoint, so I'm always trying to not take things apart if I do not have to.
Okay. So, because you're mobile, right?
Because I'm mobile, there's a little more risk factor of just being right. In an open space sometimes and taking things apart. You know, we do carry a full set of tools to be able to take things apart, but, you know, there's things that go wrong sometimes with removing and installing a panel.
For sure.
Or a part of a panel. So sometimes you're not always prepared, or the most prepared from a mobile standpoint, to be R&Iing all these panels. So what you're saying, they do go hand in hand. But I feel like you're just more apt to be like, well, I can't take that panel off if I really, really need to. And I guess, you know, I can as well. It's just, I think there's just more of a risk factor. It's just not as a controlled environment as being in a shop.
Okay.
Which makes the comfort of taking stuff apart easier if you did have a shop.
Of course. And plus, I think stuff when you R&I stuff, when it's cold and brittle and all that plastic is brittle.
It's plastic when it comes down to it. Yeah.
I love to put the car in the shop, throw the heater kind of close to it so that the whole panel is kind of warm, even the door panels and everything. Because if not, you start snatching stuff off, it's not going to be forgiving. So I can understand the elements can come into play.
Go ahead. I say, and this is a triangle too. So whichever way, I mean, you know, you may have the perfect access and leverage, but do you have that correct line of sight? You know,
which one do you give up when you're doing a repair? Leverage, accessibility, or which one do you say, I can sacrifice a little bit of this just so I can get the repair done either faster or better or whatever the case may be?
Probably leverage.
Okay. You will struggle more with leverage so that you can get the right line of sight is basically what you're going for.
Correct.
Yeah, I agree with you. I 100% correct. Agree. And I think that's why some of these tools that are coming out, I would, you know, the dent dial, where you can move your leverage point. That's why it's so strong of a tool for technicians, because now it changes that line of sight that you're, you know, that you don't want to miss out. That's actually so important to the actual repair. And so since you're able to move that leverage point or play around with it a little bit more, you can continue to give what's important, which is line of sight, accessibility, and all that good stuff. So if anybody's listening on the podcast, this will be an article that is on our Facebook group, PDR Workshop Facebook group. So go ahead and join us on that platform. This will also be on Dentless Touch's website in the blog section. So I'm starting to put down content for that. But Dave, before we wrap it up, as a new technician, how can they put all this together? Like, how can they better themselves in each one of these different parameters of, you know, techniques?
It took a long time for me to put these things together. To make them all work together, because you're, as a new tech, you're very single-minded, you're very one thing oriented. You don't really take into account all of these things that are happening as you're trying to repair a dent.
So the fact that they know this information probably would help them out altogether anyway.
You know, some people learn better by having these things written out. So you have these, I mean, it's a great article and it's a great triangle model that you have here, because it does take into account probably the top three key points of a repair for a new technician.
Guys, jump on our Facebook group to see this article where we discuss accessibility, leverage, and line of sight. It gives you a little bit more detail of what we're talking about on this podcast. Again, thanks for watching, and we'll see you on the next show, guys.